Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Will William and Harry meet up in the States? On the Royal Rota podcast, Chris Shipp and Lizzie Robinson discussed why they do not believe the brothers will meet when William comes to Boston later this year. The hosts said, "There was some talk on Twitter about this. While they're in America, why don't they pop in and see Harry?" And I think someone said on Twitter, that's like the equivalent of saying, "I'm doing a tour of Portugal and I'm going to visit someone in Finland because the United States is such a big country." It is very unlikely that William is going to pop over to California while he's there, as it will be much later in the year and after Harry's book. Harry's book does have the potential of making things even more awkward than they have been. Robert Lacey spoke to the Daily Beast this week and brought up the influence of the ghostwriter on Harry's book, J.R. Moringer. Lacey said, "The power of Harry's book will lie in the emotional experience, but not as lived through his eyes. It will derive its impact through the applied eye of Moringer. When Harry talks about the genetic pain and suffering that gets passed on, he sounds to me more like Moringer than Windsor." Some also wonder if the book is being revisited to tone things down. Royal expert Richard Kay told the Royal Beat, "The book was completed, we believe, in about January, being Harry's part of it, the interviews. That was really when Harry was at peak rage, if you like, with Britain, the royal family, siblings. Since then, there has been a measure of rapprochement. We saw it at the Jubilee. There was a bit of an attempt by Harry to sort of wind it down a bit. He may want to readjust what he's written. All these things must be going through his mind." After all, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle aren't destroying the monarchy. They're ensuring its survival. That's the headline, anyway, from the insider who spoke with Grant Harold. Harold worked at the palace from 2004 until 2011 and says he knew Harry. Harold told Insider, "I don't believe for a second that Harry would intentionally try to destroy the monarchy. I wouldn't put it past him to want to modernize it, to make people aware of things that have gone on that are wrong." Harold said that the palace's HR department will likely use Harry and Markle's feedback to make the institution better, just like any large company or organization would. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Unfortunately, as much as we don't like to think about such things, there will come a day when we learn the Queen has passed away. And that would have ramifications, including affecting the production of a TV show. The producer of The Crown have a plan in place just in case the Queen passes away during filming. This from the New York Post. A series insider told the Post, "We have our own version of Operation London Bridge. This is particularly pertinent for if we are filming. Filming will shut down immediately if we are in production for at least a week. There will also be lots of discussion about when to restart." The Post adds that while season 6 was supposed to end with the characters in 2002, the year the Queen lost both the Queen Mother and Princess Margaret, it's now claimed that the creator, Peter Morgan, is planning to wrap up with 2005, the year Charles married Camilla. The Sun reported that this could open the door for a sequel featuring the stories of Prince William and Prince Harry. It's a small but significant shift because it's seen as marking the start of an era which becomes more focused on Princes William and Harry and their father, a TV insider said. The marriage of Charles and Camilla is treated like the end of one turbulent period in the Windsor story and the start of a whole new one. Netflix is said to be pushing for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's docu-series to air soon after The Crown this fall. Rather than going out on that bleak thought, picture the Queen sitting on the throne from Game of Thrones. Back in 2014, the Queen got the opportunity to visit the set of Game of Thrones in Belfast and took advantage of the invite. However, once there, things got a little awkward when she was asked to sit on the Game of Thrones throne. Is there a rule that states the monarch cannot sit on a foreign throne? That remains unclear, but bestlifeonline.com has the possible real answer. According to Maisie Williams, also known as Arya Stark on the hit HBO show, the Queen and her late husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, visited the set. However, when she was offered a seat on the fictional throne, she wasn't inclined to accept. She didn't necessarily refuse, no one said. "Sit on that chair because it's going to be funny." We all just sort of smiled and were like, "Is she going to do it?" She sort of looked at it and said, "That doesn't look very comfortable." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. Thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.